Now, the Munster Technological University, or MTU, Business Academy is hosting an open evening online coming up next week. And it's to let people know about the array of courses that it offers. And they're all very flexible and practical in nature and part-time. Ideal for anyone with a busy lifestyle who is working full-time and perhaps has commitments at home. Well, these kind of courses are ideally suited for that kind of person and developed with that person in mind. Well, here to tell us all about it, I am joined now on the line by Isabel Rossiter. She is the MTU Business Academy Coordinator. Isabel, good evening. You're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks for having me, Mary.
So the MTU Business Academy, it's hosting an open evening online coming up soon. Will you tell us, I suppose, maybe who this is aimed at and what will be happening?
Yeah, so we had a recent open event on campus, but we're very mindful of the fact that we have a good few online programmes. We have people that can't make it at that time of the evening. So we said we'd open this up to an online event as well. So it's on June 13th and it's being facilitated from 5:30 to 7:00. And it just... it's open to anybody really, Mary Wick. We've got courses from certificate all the way up to master's level. So you're looking at people that want to kind of return to education. They may be out for a few years, and you're also looking at people that are looking to upskill professionally. So they might be at a stage in their career where they're looking to kind of get to the next stage, and a level 8, level 9 might be handy for the CV. So it's pretty much open to everybody, anybody that's interested and has been looking to come back to education for a while.
Okay, so and these would range from maybe like part-time short courses to longer courses like masters.
So yeah, within the Business Academy, we focus on obviously business because it's in the name, but we do have a range of programs. So it's leadership, management, business, accounting, we have finance, there's even aviation is thrown in there for good measure, but it's aviation management. There's diversity and inclusion, HR, some design thinking, data analytics, there's public relations. But all of these are pretty much focused at a flexible learner. So you're looking at people coming back. They might have a lot of commitments, so work commitments, family commitments, people that just want to kind of engage with the education on a part-time basis. So we're really mindful that these people are coming back from a busy lifestyle, I suppose, like all of us. But we have really experienced staff that also maybe have done education over the time while they're full-time working. So they're all really, really conscious of how they're trying to access this education around a busy lifestyle. So that's pretty much the focus of the Business Academy, is the busy, busy professional learner.
Some of the programmes, I know there are a vast array of them, but they include a Master's in Regenerative Tourism, and I believe that's being led by the Kerry team of MTU.
Yeah, so our Kerry colleagues have launched out an MA in Regenerative Tourism this year. So it's focusing in on, you know, obviously tourism is a massive, massive sector, especially in our beautiful west coast of Ireland. But they are focusing in on not only just being mindful of the climate, it's all about regenerating. So the tourism sector getting a little bit more kind of savvy to giving back to the environment that they're in. So it's a really, really interesting one. It's new. There's also a few certificate courses within that. Instead of doing the full commitment and going straight in to your master's programme, you can take one or two of the modules in a certificate. You can bank that, I suppose, and bank the credits, and then come back and kind of access the programme over time and complete it. But it's an exciting new master's, that one. So, and yeah, like you said, led out by the Kerry team.
You mentioned it briefly there a few minutes ago. There's an MBA, a Master's of Business Administration with Aviation Management.
Yeah, that's a really interesting one. So that's fully online, because obviously it'd be quite a global kind of prospective student for that. So that's online and typically kind of like asynchronous programmes as well. So it's being accessed by people that are obviously in a very, very busy and even different time zones. So it facilitates that kind of learner. So it's a part-time student. So they're all pretty flexible. And there's always, even with all the coordinators and the staff and the lecturers that are on, they're all really mindful that this is being accessed by people that either have full-time jobs, part-time jobs, or full-time commitments at home. That's the kind of the focus of it, I suppose, you know, just making sure that we're working with people to get an education, and there's not this kind of, you have to kind of fit into a certain box to access this education. You know, it's quite flexible and it's varied as well. Mm-hmm. So the other MBA then, I suppose, is the MBA in Strategy. So we've spoken to a good few people recently because they've come back to us with testimonials, and it's really exciting hearing people that maybe have gone out and how it's impacted their career. So we have people coming back into us and they're very generous with their time. They'll give us a blog post or a testimonial, and And that's our MBA in strategy graduates. And that's flexible over 2 years as well. So they can access all of those modules while also pursuing their career, you know.
Even like the aviation, I mean, Ireland is renowned around the world, you know, for being, I suppose, leading in the aviation industry. So these are areas where there are huge employment opportunities post studying.
Yeah, we have a lot of connection with industry as well. So you'll always get a good feel for the career and the steps that you can make in your career, like post the course, you know. So the coordinators have a wealth of experience in that. So even to kind of develop these courses and keep up to date with these courses, we have a load of industry engagement. You have to kind of keep your finger on the pulse, you know, the area of strategy, the area of leadership, the area of management, diversity and inclusion. You really do need to keep up to date with what industry wants and what's going on in the sector. So because of that, then when you're in that environment, when you're in that kind of educational environment, you do really get a feel for kind of what's coming next, or you get a feel for what employers want at all the different kind of levels in the career. So that's exciting for them as well. So the lecturers would obviously always keep their graduates kind of clued in into what direction to go into, or what to keep an eye out for, or what partners we're partnered up with in relation to keeping these programs kind of current and forward thinking as well. So that's an exciting part of it. You get to be part of that network, you know.
Absolutely. And we mentioned the aviation and the strategy and tourism, but some of the other areas that there are courses run in include finance, diversity and inclusion, human resources, data analytics, public relations. There's so much really in that, something kind of for everyone.
There's something for everyone. And I suppose I'd only encourage people to just come along. The format that we're going to do really is, it's kind of like nearly drop in. There'll be talks going on, obviously, in each subject area to try to kind of keep it clear and organized. Some people have a very good idea of what they want to do, and other people might come back and just want to have a bit of a browse. So there's absolutely welcoming window shoppers here as well. You know, they can come along on the night. If they're not 100% sure what they want to delve into, they can give us a little bit of an idea of where they're coming from, where they want to go. And that's what we're there for. You know, we have a wealth of experience on hand with the lecturers that are there on the night. They know how to guide people along the way. You know, they know the pathways that people have taken in the past, and they'll be able to kind of use that experience then to be able to kind of help people out, give them a bit of advice. So you don't need to come along and kind of say, I know exactly what I want. That's not the case at all. That's what these kind of open events are for. You come along with a bit of an idea, and then hopefully by the end of it, they'll have the tools that they need and a bit of advice that they need to kind of make the next step.
As you've mentioned, you know, you have everything from certs up to masters. Are there particular requirements you'd need to get into these courses in terms of, you know, would you have to have a degree, or does it depend on each course, you know, are the requirements different for each one?
It completely varies, I suppose. Mm. And that's why we'd have that expertise on hand on the night. We have different entry requirements across the different levels. So there are courses there, entry level, that you can go into when you're coming back and accessing education for the first time, maybe in years. And then there's courses then that it's maybe more in line with your career, more in line with the current job that you're doing. There is another kind of an entry factor to consider here as well, and it's recognition of prior learning. So we have that a lot, I suppose, because of the position and the part-time flexible nature of our programs. We work a lot with the recognition of prior learning team here on campus, another wealth of knowledge. But what we would do then is, you'd look at the experience that you have. So maybe your work-based experience. So people are building up experience and they have huge skill sets built up over their career over the years that can transfer over, that they would meet the learning requirements then on a module. So it's not necessary that you come in loaded with a degree, I suppose. What you can do is you can kind of match up your experience with that team, the RPL team on campus. You can match up your experience from your career with the module content, and you might be able to get some of those modules exempt. So it means that it's a lighter load then for you kind of getting that degree, you know. So there's a huge amount of ways to do it. There's not kind of one size fits all really for anybody. There's people accessing this kind of education after years. There's people accessing this education after a huge amount of work experience. So it does really, really vary.
Okay, fantastic. So remind us of the dates again. And do people need to register in advance?
So we do have a registration on Eventbrite and on our website. So it's mtubusinessacademy.ie. There's an event page on there. The handiest thing to do is to register, because what we are going to do is we're going to put in all of the access links for the various talks and various sessions so people can drop in. But we'll put them all onto that page, because then it'll avoid a load of emails going out to people. So they'll be able to come onto the event page on the night, and they'll be able to see all of the various links across all of the different sections. students. So our MBA in strategy will have a talk. We'll have a talk for public relations, for example. We'll have a talk for the business, part-time business studies and all that, for them to access the link and it to be nice and smooth transition, especially in a busy online environment. Then we're going to try and make it as easy. And if you register for the link on mtubusinessacademy.ie, then you should be able to kind of do that cleanly enough on the evening. The evening itself is Tuesday, June 13th from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
And if there is someone listening who maybe has, you know, a prior commitment on that evening and won't be able to attend, can they get in contact with anyone, maybe perhaps via email or phone, that they might be able to talk to or discuss maybe what they are thinking or what they'd like to do?
Yeah, like we're accessible anytime, Mary. You know, we're always encouraging people to just kind of drop us an email and ask us some questions, you know. And like I said, you don't need to be 100% sure about what you want. Like, that's what we're here for, you know. And we'll definitely make sure that they're on to the right point of contact then, depending on what area they're looking into. So mtubusinessacademy.ie, we have a contact page on there. So it has our email, it has a chat, an inquiry box. So there's plenty of ways to get in contact with us. We're on social media as well on mtubusinessacademy.ie. So you can find all of those links and all of the different ways that you can possibly contact us is on the mtubusinessacademy.ie contact page.
Okay, super. Well, look, Isabel, thanks so much for joining us, and hopefully you'll have plenty of people from Kerry getting in contact and logging on in the evening.
Oh, all are welcome. Thanks a million, Mary, for having me.